Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. I want to share with you the story of a young girl that was just brought to me for some OCD and some Tourette's type of symptoms. And what I really want you to get out of what I'm telling you today is the influence of drugs on developing brains. Really, what happened to this girl is currently she has this tic where if she hears certain sounds or certain things bother her, she says the word stink. And that's very Tourette's looking. And just so you know, Tourette's very often is a under-functioning of the right side of the brain. Because the right side of the brain basically acts like a brake pedal. And the left side acts like a gas pedal. And not all the time, but probably 85% of the time, most Tourette's patients, it's kind of like they have this, there's supposed to be this filter called your basal ganglia that's supposed to kind of filter things out so you don't just do everything that pops into your head. You don't say everything that pops into your head. But with Tourette's, sometimes that filter isn't working very well. And the right side of the brain acts like a brake pedal when we're talking about this filter. And so Avery, which is her name, she does show, I think she's 9 years old, she does show several signs of right brain dysfunction. And where this starts, though, and what I really want you to get out of this is when she was a kid, she is a kid, when she was younger, for a dental procedure, they gave her ketamine. Now, if you don't know what ketamine is a tranquilizer. And for this girl, this is where it starts. Because her mom notes that, like, very soon after getting the ketamine for the dental procedure, and, you know, I'm not a dentist, so maybe that's a standard practice, but that seems pretty harsh to give a child ketamine for a dental procedure. But pretty soon after that, all these kind of weird behaviors started. Now, I don't really want to go into the physiology, but you can look it up. Ketamine is really what triggered this girl's brain dysfunction. Now, she probably had some sort of predisposition to these sorts of Tourette symptoms. But the trigger, I'm telling you, was ketamine. So if you have a child that is suffering with any type of neurological delay, frankly, it's important to know what the trigger was, because understanding that physiology and understanding what happened can help us learn what we've got to do to fix it. So for this girl, what we've got to do is we've actually got to look and see right now at her biochemistry what's going on. So we've got to look at her immune system. We've got to look at her blood sugar regulation. We've got to look and see if she's anemic. And from a neurological standpoint, she definitely shows some weakness on that right side of her brain. So I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was a really good illustration of how, and by the way, of course, no one believes that that could be the trigger. You know, the anesthesiologist is like, oh, no, it can't be the trigger. It can't do that. Well, of course, he's just, you know, CYA. And I will tell you that for this little girl, that's what started it. And you may have a similar story that you know a child that everything seemed to be going fine until they got exposed to some chemical or some medication or some drug. Well, these things are real. And knowing the history and knowing how these things happen really can guide me in deciding, you know, how I'm going to help this kid. Because believe me, there's plenty of stuff we can do for her. But the first thing we got to do is we got to, we've got to really take a hard look and do a comprehensive look at her biochemistry. And just so you know, we're not just looking for things like, you know, mercury, which apparently mercury has made a resurgence again. Yes, mercury is a big deal, but it's not the only reason why kids have neurodevelopmental problems. And we have to look at things like autoimmune attack. We have to look at viruses and parasites and just brain inflammation that's being caused by something else in the body. And so I just want to share that story with you because I think it's important to know that many kids may have genetic predispositions, but it's environmental triggers that can turn those genes on, and now they become very hard to turn off. Because, you know, once genes are turned on, you can't really turn them off. Now, you can, you know, squash them and manage them, and she may not ever have a problem once we actually do do the treatment program for her. But it's triggers you got to watch out for. And, you know, common triggers, I guess we'll talk about it some other time. But for this little girl, we're going to get her full metabolic workup back, and then I'm going to do diet changes, lifestyle changes, specific supplementation based on what we find with her labs. And then we're going to do brain-based rehab to strengthen that right side of her brain. So just remember, triggers are the things that can turn these genes on. And for many kids, it's exposure to anesthesias. And for this little girl, it was exposure to ketamine.